Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 140 people were killed, another 525 or more wounded when airstrikes hit a funeral ceremony in Yemen for the father of a Houthi government official. Houthi rebels are blaming the attack on the Saudi-led coalition, which has come under increasing international scrutiny over alleged civilian deaths. Coalition denies any responsibility for this latest attack. Meantime, the United States says it is launching an immediate review of the Saudi-led coalition. White House National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is deeply disturbed by all of this and that the U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Russia has vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing on the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block U.N. action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman, deputy U.S. ambassador to the U.N., now on the situation in Aleppo.
The U.N. special envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
United States and the European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions and are calling for war crimes investigations. German police searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack on Bakr from Syria. It's unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. This is VOA News. A weakened Hurricane Matthew is nearing the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. After killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti, Matthew also flattened communities and wrecked agriculture in the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook says U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has ordered an American response to the needs in Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, the hurricane center was about 85 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. High sustained winds are at about 120 kilometers per hour. That's about half what they were a week ago. Morocco's Islamist Justice and Development Party has won the largest number of seats in the country's new parliament, but will need to form a coalition government. We got the story now from Edward Uranian.
Moroccan Interior Minister Mohamed Hassad announced the results of the elections for a new parliament Saturday, indicating that outgoing Prime Minister Abdelilah Bankeran's Justice and Development Party had won 125 seats out of 395. Moroccan TV showed residents of the capital Rabat applauding and cars honking in the streets after the announcement of preliminary election results. The party won a plurality but not a majority and will have a difficult time forming a coalition government, say many analysts. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And turning to U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has tweeted that he would never drop out of the race and said news media and the establishment are trying to thwart his candidacy with the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. Mr. Trump and his Democratic Party presidential opponent Hillary Clinton are due to appear together in the second of three debates scheduled for later today. We will have here on VOA live coverage beginning at 1 hour Universal Time on Monday. That's tomorrow. Check out our website, voanews.com. You can get debate information there as well as view that debate when it happens and get all the news about the U.S. election.
That's the latest world news from VOA.